tempt your palate and they make the rounds on the town in a maximum limousine. You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene. Chef and the Fat Man, Chef and the Fat Man. Why should you ever trust a cook that isn't portly? You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back. Are you all having fun?
Yeah.
Have you all had enough adult beverage?
No.
Do you all love proper British gin?
Yeah.
Boy, have we got something coming up for you in the next segment. Ladies and gentlemen, we are Chef and a Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs, live from New Orleans, baby. It is the heart and soul of America. It is the place where people come from everywhere to have the ultimate experience. Food, drink, and the crew of stars is in the house, baby. We are in the beautiful, fabulous Carousel Bar. Wow, look at these debutantes walking
Holy
by.
Cow,
how
this.
You doing? How you doing, baby? That's not a pillow. Anyway, my friends, we've got the crew of stars here. It's all about the city of New Orleans and the wonderful people of New Orleans. And we are sharing it with you in 17 countries and 42 states because of people like you that are spreading the word. Thank you, and give yourselves a big hand. Chef Eric.
Yes, sir.
Let's get back to the chow, baby.
Back to the chow. All right, I'm back with Executive Chef Steve Young from the Royal House. And now he's going to make something beautiful, one of my favorite dishes, because it's got all sorts of good things.
Yes.
What do we got?
Yes, the next dish we're going to do is one of our entrees. It's the seafood pescatore. Very good. Seafood pescatore having its shrimp, jumbo New Orleans shrimp, Louisiana shrimp.
Look at that beautiful.
We got nice jumbo scallops that we use, and clams and mussels. What I'm doing, I put in a heated skillet. We added 2 ounces of olive oil. We love olive oil. We'll cook with butter. We'll cook with olive oil. 80-20 olive oil is good for home and in store. Then you want to go right in with your minced garlic once again. Once the skillet heat up, you want to add the garlic.
All right, so we're using exact proportions, just so everyone knows, a pinch, a nice, healthy, big pinch of garlic.
Half a teaspoon, pretty much.
That's not half a teaspoon. That's half a tablespoon.
I'm adding on a little bit.
All right.
So you want to add your garlic. You want to... Simmer it a little bit. You don't want it to burn. Burning the garlic, changed the whole flavor.
Yeah, you burn that garlic and toss it out. Throw it out. Start over again.
When cooking, you want to add stuff that cooked the longest in first. You want to add your clams.
And what do you do to inspect your clams? I mean, your clams, what you guys get from your purveyors are going to be top-notch, top quality.
Exactly.
At home, when someone's buying clams and mussels, what should they be looking for?
You want sealed clams. You don't want to buy clams that's open, cracked, or anything. Check your pack, make sure it's all sealed. And half of them are vacuum, but every clam, make sure it's all the way shut. And when you're cooking them, that's how you want to cook them. You want them burst open. They open when you buy them, put them back, bring them back. You want them closed, sealed tight for you.
And one little trick, if one is a little bit open, just tap it on the table. If it closes back up again, you're still good to go.
There you go. We want to cook them. We added the clams and mussels. What we do in our dish, we put 5 clams and 5 mussels.
All right.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a big portion.
It's a nice size portion.
Wow.
We feed you, Chef. We feed you.
Oh, man. I'll tell you, we're in a fresh...
Go ahead, Chef.
Now, so how long is this going to take to cook, though?
This dish takes about 6 to 8 minutes.
For the whole dish?
Whole dish.
So, every one of these dishes you've made so far has been like 4 minutes, 5 minutes, 6 minutes. And the wow factor of making these dishes at home is incredible.
Yeah.
But the wow factor of eating these dishes at the Royal House, I'm thinking, is even better.
There you go. Come on down, let us feed you. Don't worry about cooking at home. But you can cook it at home. They sell clams in the store, Rouse's, Whole Foods. They sell mussels in your store. We'll cook them down. We're going to cook them about 1.5 minutes.
Okay.
Then we add 5 shrimp.
Oh, 5 beautiful Louisiana shrimp.
Jumbo shrimp. 25 shrimp. 5. Right behind it, you want to add in 4 scallops.
And those are nice size scallops. Sir. So what size are those scallops?
Scallops are 10-20 that we use.
10-20.
Yes, sir.
So that means that in every pound, you're going to have between
10 to 20.
Between 10 to 20 scallops.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, what you guys can't get out there necessarily, and what I can smell here that the folks at home can't smell, is the amazing, amazing aroma coming off of this. That this will just fill your house with a wonderful, happy smell of garlic and olive oil and those the wonderful the liquor that's still in those clams that are releasing out a
exactly.
little bit.
Exactly, that's exactly what you're smelling. The clams opening up, smelling the freshness. The mussels opening up, sauteing the shrimp. Now you want to cook this down. One thing you can look at, you want to watch your mussels and clams opening up. What you're looking for. And also you want to look at the shrimp pink and curly. Once you get pink and curly, you're pretty much there.
Right. And that shrimp has a built-in temperature sensor there because that's going to tell you when you're done.
Exactly.
Right?
Next thing I'm going to add, Kevin's
blowing the smell out of the room. All right, a little bit more seasoning. You've added some green onions in there as well.
And then we just added our redfish season. Redfish season you can use K-Paul.
K-Paul, right there.
Black and redfish
season. Or Chef and the Fat Man, Jesse Love Rub. I'm just saying.
Exactly.
I'm, shameless plugs are my specialty. All right.
I just added some parsley, green onion.
Parsley, green onion. I mean, you almost don't even have to put that on pasta, but.
No.
But you're going to.
We're going to put it over some fettuccine pasta, linguine.
Linguine. Beautiful linguine.
All right, we're looking at about another minute. We'll be ready to serve.
All right, so let's
I have some pre-cooked linguine pasta. Pasta, 6 to 8 minutes.
All right, don't do this at home, folks. For those that can't see it, good old the fat man Kevin Jenkins has removed some linguine and is threatening to throw it out to the crowd. You should throw it to the leaf lady over there from the crew of stars.
All right, we're almost there. The next thing we're going to add, we have a red sauce that we have that we put together. It's a nice red sauce. It got herbs, bell peppers, onions off in it already. It's one of our special royal sauce. What we're going to add, so 6 ounces.
So this is like a marinara.
Pretty much marinara you can get.
I mean, if you're not at the Royal House having the real thing and you're making this at home, you can use some marinara.
Marinara.
But again, the best solution is to come down to the Royal House.
Exactly.
All
that's
right.
What we're trying to do, to get you to come to the Royal House, 441.
441 Royal Street.
Very good.
And Kevin has been, the fat man's been walking around with the linguine, passing it out into the open hands of people. They're so hungry and they're smelling this. They're so excited. They're just holding out their hands, holding linguine in their hands, waiting for it.
We'll be feeding them shortly, Chef. Like I said, they always can walk 1.5 block down the street to Royal House. We're accommodating. I'm looking for you guys. I haven't seen y'all over yet.
I think we're
I need to see you in the Royal House.
We're going to try to come over.
Please.
Morning.
So
yeah, maybe
I can pull off getting you.
We know somebody that can get us in.
I got a little power down. I can get you.
I'm thinking with that kind of food, you got a whole lot of power down there.
Yeah, I think chef's table would work.
Yeah. Yeah, but see, every chef's table they've ever given me,
it's like in the alley.
Said waste management on the side of the table. I don't know what they meant.
We'll
but
take
anyway, let me ask you something, Chef.
Yes, sir.
When you're talking about working with tomato sauces. Are you one of those guys that like puts Pepto Bismol or something in there to keep the acid?
Tums?
No.
Tums?
No.
Not Pepto Bismol. Tums. That reduces the acid on your garlic.
Put a little sugar every night in this shelf, but nah.
Now you notice he said put a little sugar in it and looked at me.
Well, you put a lot of sugar in. And you, so I'm thinking.
That's just a little techie trick. If at home you're cooking with tomato sauce, cooking with a lot of tomato paste,
exactly.
Kick it with a little bit of sugar. Although I do know chefs that have told me they actually use the Tums method.
Actually, people do it all the time to cut down the acid. But
then we're ready to serve, Chef. What I did, we let the red sauce come to a simmer all the way through the middle. Make sure it's all hot and ready. You don't want it to reduce down. Come right off with it. It's a nice hearty dish.
Oh, look at that. So right on top of that linguine you go.
Very hot.
There we go. Wow.
And we top it off with a little Parmesan cheese and parsley. I have Parmesan, so I have to do the parsley.
All I can say, I got to go.
Thank you.
You know what we got to do? Since it's got tomato sauce, it's got lights of seafood in it, why not give it to the sauciest gal we know? Give a nice portion to Lena.
Yes, indeed.
Hey, well,
hey,
it's
you got
it's
it.
Good Italian girl. Molto bene.
My friends, if you get a chance, if you've never experienced it, you hear a lot of stories about Mardi Gras in New Orleans. You hear a lot of stories about the uniqueness and other things. Let me tell you something. This city has come back bigger, badder, better than ever, and it is because of two things. It is because of the incredible heart and spirit of the New Orleanian people, and it's because of you, the tourists, that didn't listen to the politicians. You came back. You made this city come back. And with these wonderful New Orleanians, you have brought the soul of America back to America. God bless y'all. I'm going to try to hook up with one of the crews. I see a knight in less than shining armor. I see, what is that, Bacchus or Zeus or something? He's a god with a laurel wreath and a very fine cape. When we come back, we're going to introduce you to a person that has brought English exceptionalism to our shores proudly, strongly, and it's all about the gin, baby. Chef and a Fat Man live, Mardi Gras 2012, French Quarter, New Orleans. It is the Hotel Monteleone with the best people on earth. Welcome back, my friends. Chef and a Fat Man live from New Orleans, baby. It's the Big Easy. It's Mardi Gras 2012. Y'all having fun? All right, now the last recipe, I was disturbed. Well, I am disturbed. But I was disturbed when I heard people oohing and aahing. It was pathetic. I think partially because of the adult beverage, but partially because people had not practiced. They just were spontaneous. So, I want to hear an ooh and aah from this audience, if and only if you love that last dish. If you love the dish, do I hear an ooh?
Ooh.
If you love the fat man, do I hear an ah?
Oh.
That woman's had enough gin. And how do I know? Because she is walking around with one of the finest ambassadors from across the pond. He is a gentleman's gentleman. He's got the proper suit and tie with the proper gentleman's bowler on top. And he even has a funny accent. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would please give it up for a true English entrepreneur that is sharing English exceptionalism with America. Give it up for Martin Dawson, president and director of the hottest, fastest growing, smoothest flowing, cleverest advertising gin in the world, Brokers.
Thank you, Batman. Thank you so much.
This is awesome. Now, do you dress like this ordinarily?
Only when I'm in bed or when I'm working.
Well, how has your trip to America been so far?
It's been fabulous. I'm halfway through a wonderful fortnight in North America. I've been in Portland, Oregon. I'm now in New Orleans for the first time in 10 years. And I'm going on to Memphis, Washington, and parts of Virginia. And I just love it when I'm here.
Well, we love having you here because you're a tremendous... Now, you know, you and I had a conversation over a beverage the other day, and I told you the one thing I didn't like about gin, it had kind of a... there was something I didn't like. And you said, I want to take the butts. Well, you tell them what you said.
I said to you, Fat Man, we have here the gin with no butts. What do I mean by that?
Yeah.
There's a famous gin in a colored bottle, and one of them, for me, is a little bit too light in aroma and taste. I always say it's very good, but there's another gin in a famous colored bottle, which is very good, but it has a certain bite to it, which is not what I prefer. So we came up with what we believe to be the gin with no butts.
Now, tell it. I mean, you literally, you and your brother got together and said, we're going to do it.
My brother and I got together. My brother's called Andy. And Andy and I got together 15 years ago and said, let's make the perfect gin. Because there's every chance that if we love it, you good people are going to love it too. And all the signs are that you do.
Tell us how, I mean, the bottle is beautiful. It's got your picture on the front.
That's me, slightly airbrushed.
Well, I think you need a little more girth. It would fill the label better. And on top of the bottle you have...
On the top of the bottle we have a beautiful bowler hat from England. Very similar to the one that I'm wearing today. And the one that I'm wearing today comes from a store in London that's been making hats, bowler hats, since 1676.
Wow.
Now, I'm not quite that old, but I soon will be.
Well, you keep on clearing your veins with this stuff, baby. You won't... Now, you are showing me some pictures. I mean, it's a very sophisticated way in which you put the berries and all of the things together.
We put together 10 different botanicals, starting, of course, with juniper berries, and we soak them, we macerate them for 24 hours before doing a final distillation, which is distillation number 5. Our gin is made in a single copper pot still with the greatest love, care, and attention we could possibly give it.
You know,
and we were aiming to have the smoothest, richest, most wonderful tasting gin in the world. And I don't know what's going on behind me, but I'm loving it.
This, you know, this being the first time that you've been here in New Orleans, this is probably a new experience for you here. This is all random that's occurring. None of this is planned.
And for those of you at home or driving around or touring the streets of Dublin, listening to Chef of the Fat Man, they have just taken a boa, and these wildly dressed crew of stars have been all over him while he's trying to talk, and he hasn't broken a lick yet.
He's about to. Did you have a background in distilling?
I don't really have a background in distilling, but I've been in the drinks business, man and boy, so I know what I like.
I understand.
And just talking, Fat Man, of New Orleans, I want to say that New Orleans has nothing in common with London except the weather.
Today, that's true.
And I feel right at home.
But this summer, you won't find any relationship between London weather and here. Now, Chef Eric.
Yes, sir.
You have, as the new executive chef of Chef of the Fat Man, you must do the distinction of sampling everything first.
Are you the new chef, baby?
Yes, I am.
So, you're a gin enthusiast.
Yes.
Give right. Sir Martin, well, I gave him a sorghum.
First of all, just on the nose of it, you've got a very clean, but you get that, you get the floral, an herbal, almost a cedary sort of nose to it. And then, oh my, you know, I don't think I've ever had a gin, which I really consider a sipping gin.
Thank you.
This is absolutely wonderful. It doesn't have that overpowering bitterness that many gins have on the, especially on the back end of your palate. It's much cleaner, much lighter, but still very herbal. I mean, you can taste the juniper berries, and you can feel it all in your mouth. It's wonderful. It's almost a shame to mix this with anything.
We started to drink it very often on its own, without any tonic or anything else, because it is so good.
Yeah.
And I sometimes say to people, this is the gin equivalent of a fine red wine.
Yes.
It has the most carefully selected ingredients. It's made with an enormous amount of care. And we wanted to produce a gin that had a very smooth taste to it, that had no rough edges, but at the same time had a rich aromatic nose that you could go on enjoying throughout the evening.
This is Martin Dawson, president and managing director of the hottest, fastest growing,
smoothest flowing, cleverest advertising gin in the world, Broker's Gin. And I say cleverest advertising. Martin, you showed me your table tent. Could you give us a little idea of what your table tent looks like?
Well, Batman, the table tent shows a man waiting at an airport to get on a plane, and the man is wearing no clothes. He's just wearing, awesome, he's just wearing a bowler hat, and the tagline that we attach to it is, don't forget your hat.
But who are concerned about vulgarity, there is a book that is opened across his lap. So it is almost Monty Python-esque, cutting a little bit of the edge of the Benny Hill.
There's a bit of that to it. And one of the other ingredients in our gin is a bit of British humour. And Fat Man was able to spot that right away yesterday, and we're so pleased about that. One of the other things I'd like to share with you is that Broker's Gin is the third fastest growing gin in the world right now.
Really?
Wow. And that must be down to a bit of British humour, the most wonderful tasting gin, and the most wonderful partners across the US and other markets in the world.
Excellent.
Did you ever think maybe you came up with a better mousetrap? I'm telling you, my friends, we talk about this on our show almost every week. Entrepreneurs are what make countries great. Governments don't. Absolutely. It's American exceptionalism, English exceptionalism. It is taking great products, making them better. That's what entrepreneurs do. And it's such a privilege, it's such an honor to be with a true English gentleman who understands exceptionalism and makes a hell of a gin. Cheers, or as we say in Ireland, slunja.
Slunja.
And I am going to do what a proper American would do.
You know, he's a heathen. But by the way, I also appreciate the red, white, and blue beads, Mardi Gras beads you have around you. I think it sets off the hat beautifully. Very nice.
On a day like today, I couldn't possibly be here without my beads.
There you go.
Martin Dawson, thank you so very much. Thanks for the lovely lady bringing you by. And I hope you'll join us tonight at Arno's French 75, where we would like to toast you with a Café Brûlot. Only found in New Orleans, baby.
Fat Man, Chef, and New Orleans, I thank you all. Thank you.
God save the Queen. God save America. Thank you, sir. Chef Eric, does it get any better than this?
This is it, man. This is what it's all about. This is such a great venue. I mean, the spontaneous things that have been happening around us are even fantastic. And just sum up this whole place so beautifully.
When we come back, we'll wrap it up right here at Chef and a Fat Man live from New Orleans, part one. Next week, part two. If I've got a voice or if I make it through the night, the crew of stars are eyeballing me. Hello, ladies. Chef and a Fat Man, take it to the streets, baby. Welcome back, my friend, Chef and a Fat Man. Our last segment, no crocodile tears, please. We are so thrilled. This is our first of two shows from Mardi Gras 2012 in the city that is the heart and soul of America. It is the city of New Orleans, baby. Mardi Gras 2012, are you having fun?
Yeah!
Have you not enjoyed this incredible new carousel bar?
Yeah!
Would you like to see me earn some beads?
No! No!
You need some more to drink. My friends, this is absolutely awesome. One of the great things about this city, besides the people, it's the food. It's the culture. And my next guest is a lady who I had the honor to work with under very trying circumstances a couple of years ago. Since then, she got married. And I still tried to work with her, but her husband nor my wife understand.
He asked first.
But she is she was the marketing director. She is now the training director for the Creole Cuisine Group. You've seen their restaurants everywhere. They're exciting. They're new. They're fresh. They're bold. Carol, come on down, baby.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about the concepts that you are working with. Tell people about your restaurants and really how much you strive to bring excellence in a very tough culinary city.
Absolutely. Well, we have 7 restaurants here in the French Quarter. They encompass all of your best streets, Bourbon Street, Royal Street, Decatur Street, where all the excitement is. Within all of our concepts, we offer many different flavors, many different signature items. We try to take the best of New Orleans, Louisiana fare, Creole food, and try to put our spin on it. Make it different, make it ours, make it unique. We have signature dishes ranging anywhere from Italian dishes to good old Cajun, backwoods, you know, shrimp and okra type dishes.
So tell me the story. You were telling me off air a little bit earlier about who used to own the restaurant at the Royal House, specifically one of your 7 properties. Tell me a little bit about that story.
Yes, one of our properties, which Chef Steve Young was here cooking up some wonderful things today, 441 Royal, that building was originally owned by Mr. Tortorich, which is an Italian family. He founded, his great-great-grandfather, founded the first Italian-American society here in New Orleans.
Really?
The building itself is a historical landmark, still maintains the family crest of the Tortorich family. It was an Italian restaurant back in the day in New Orleans, a place to see and be seen among the local Italian culture. It shut down after Hurricane Katrina. Mr. Tortorich Sr. passed away. The children didn't maintain it. It sat vacant for 2 years. My company, Creole Cuisine Restaurant Concepts, decided to buy it, turn it into a seafood restaurant, but kept some of those great dishes as really a nod to the culture and to the building of the family, some great Italian dishes. And it kind of incorporates things.
That's such a great part of the menu, which is you get a little bit of that Creole flair and that Louisiana seafood, but mixed in with some wonderful Italian flavors. And it's just, I mean, it's outrageously good for those people that weren't here. Give us the other 6 restaurants besides the Royal House.
Well, besides Royal House, we have 3 locations on Bourbon, which are La Bayou.
Okay.
Cajun concept, a little bit of Creole flair. Tries to incorporate a lot of where the city's culture food came from.
Okay.
Moving down the line, we have Pier 424, which is our seafood market. We do a lot of fresh fish. Again, some of that Caribbean, Jamaican-influenced food, a Caribbean swordfish with a mango salsa.
And let's not forget a friend of the show, Chef
friend
Chad.
Friend of the program, Chef Chad Richardson, which will be here tomorrow.
All right.
So if you guys are staying at the Monteleone or making your way around the city, he'll be cooking some amazing dishes for us tomorrow. We also have on Bourbon Cajun Cabin, which is our signature burger. So peanut butter burger, a cowboy burger, an alligator burger.
Wait. Where is this?
Cajun Cabin is 503 Bourbon Street.
I gotta go.
Right that next to Razoo. So you got 3-for-1.
Yeah.
You wash it down with a peanut butter burger.
That's awesome.
Well, listen, I mean, where else on earth can you come and have a peanut butter burger?
Right. Only in New Orleans.
three beers to wash it down. And watch Robin Hood and Maid Marian jump across the front of you and never have been drunk. I don't, only in New Orleans, baby. It's really happening. It's all happening right here at the Carousel Bar. It is an $85 million dream of the Monteleone family to bring even more class exceptionalism to this city. I can tell by the wonderful reaction of the people here. It's bigger, it's brighter, it's neater, it's more fun. Lena Prima headlining tonight and tomorrow night, 9-1. And I'm telling you, if you've never seen Lena Prima perform other than right here, you got to see it. It's Vegas Plus. Place will be packed. Get here early. But she will wow you with her music, her fun attitude, and everything else. Chef Eric, you talk about a fun attitude. What a place, what a city, what a people, what a hotel.
What a venue. I mean, we've been here at the Carousel Bar for years doing this show, and it's always been fantastic, and the people are always great, and the drinks are always great, and Marvin's always done a phenomenal job. But let me tell you something. This takes it up not one notch, but 1,000 notches. to see the new carousel bar. It's got a second bar in it, so you've got not only the beautiful carousel, which is now really spotlighted in this space, but you've got that second bar, so you won't be sitting waiting for a drink for long. And this gorgeous interior, I mean, they did a fantastic job.
They really have, my friends. As we wrap up show number one for Mardi Gras 2012, so many people we would like to thank. First and foremost to our incredible sponsors, the Big Green Egg, the ultimate cooking experience. By Schumann Produce, the finest in Peruvian and sweet onions, right from Vidalia, Georgia, baby. If it don't say real sweet on the label, it just isn't. See, isn't it funny? I'm saying isn't, you're saying ain't.
Isn't that funny?
You suave guy. I would like to thank a very special man who's here today. He's a guy who is, other than Papa Peppers, which I'm going to add at the end, he's like a nice sauce. You add it at the end. Our new executive chef, he's been with us for 5 years. This guy is creative. He's fun. He's playful. He gets it. I hope you enjoy him as much as you have the first 5 years. For the next 10, Eric Holdo, the executive chef of Chef and the Fat Man.
And I promise I will never sing again on air.
That is something contractually we will work on. Also, a gentleman and his wife, they have been with us now, how many years? Five? It's been pretty close.
At least. Eight years. Yeah.
Off and on. You had bass fishing taking up a lot of your time. He's a man who knows more about peppers than you would ever care to know.
And all other food.
And all other things. He is a Papa Peppers sous chef, Mike Stock, and his wife, who has built our website, The End Stock. She's around here somewhere. A great event starts with a great venue. My God, does it get any greater than this? I would like to thank the incredible staff of the Hotel Monteleone, Andrea Thornton, Gary Schwartz, Marvelous Marvin, your amazing bartenders and your amazing wait staff. I hope you take care of them. They're very deserving. Let's give them a big hand. A great show is only as good as its engineer. I would like for you to give a big hand to my wife, the She-Beast, or the Beast of a Thousand Burdens, Karen Jenkins. I'm the Fat but Jovial host, Kevin Jenkins. It's been my honor as we start our 10th year. And for people in the radio business, they know what 10 years means. We started out being rejected by 32 radio stations 10 years ago. One little station, signal was so weak, if you walked a block away, you couldn't pick it up. Now we're on a 50,000-watt blowtorch in the city of Atlanta, and we're so proud to be a part of the AM 1160 Talk of the Town family. They believed in us. Now it's 10 years. It's like a golden anniversary in a marriage. We're so proud. We're so pleased. And it's because of people like you that has made the show grow. Thank you very much. On behalf of Chef of the Family and the Blue Collar Chef, I would like to also take a moment, as much fun as we're having, to remember our troops and our first responders. They are the reasons we enjoy the freedoms that we have today. The price of freedom has never and will never
be free.
Be free. Next week, right back here, Mardi Gras 2012. We'll wrap it up. We hope you have a ton of fun. Thank you for listening to AM 1160, the Talk of the Town. God bless you. God bless America.
Yeah.